Welcome to Odyssey. My name is Mike Schultz, and we talk about ancient and modern mysteries all across the globe. I have an exciting, fascinating, and informative show for you today. We have a guest who has worked inside of government, and he's going to be illuminating the concept of the New World Order and explaining how it worked in our past and how it is proceeding right now. And I'd like to welcome to the show George Green from Montana.
Thank you.
Thank you, George. Why don't you give us a little one-minute resume of your work in government, please?
Well, I never actually worked in government. I was kind of an independent outside of the situation. What had happened is that my father was in the meatpacking business, and our biggest problem was financing the cattle, because when he killed the animal, you got to pay for it in 24 hours. Well, my father was selling it, the processed animals, to the government. And this is, to give you an idea, he was the third largest packer in Denver, Colorado. So we were dealing in millions of dollars, and my job was to go up and down the street to borrow against our receivables from the government. And so I learned all about the banking game. But some of the banks came back and said if I could find people to put money into the bank, they would make it available so I could borrow more money. And I said, oh, that's good, because I knew a lot of people with, had money sitting around. Well, when I sat down there and talking to them, they were telling me what they were doing, and I said, I got a better deal. I said, why don't you do this? You're allotting so much as an advertising fee. Why don't you pay me the advertising fee, and then I'll get you all the money you wanted. So we would agree that I would put in, like if they wanted $1 million or $5 million or whatever amount it is, I'd put in the money, and they would pay me the advertising allowance. Well, in order to induce my friends to move their money, I gave them part of the advertising allowance. I'll give you an idea. At that time, the banks were paying 5%. And what happened is I would write out a check to my clients for 2% in advance. And that way, if they put in $10,000, I gave them $200. The bank paid them 5% or $500 on the $10,000. So I increased their yield by 40% without any risk. Now, what they did was put it in there for 1 year on a 1 year certificate of deposit. The advantages to the bank was immediately if they got $1 million, they can loan $10 million or 10 times that amount. Or if I put in $10 million in the bank, they could loan out $100 million. Now, how it works from the banking standpoint, and I'll just use the large illustration so you get a better idea. We put in $10 million. They would pay out to them the $10 million. They'd pay $500,000 out in interest. But they also, I would pay them the $200,000 out in interest. Now, I was making money above that, so to give you an idea. What had happened is that at the end of 1 year, because the bank had loaned out $100 million, and we'll just use an arbitrary figure of 8%, which was roughly what they were doing at that time. So they would get back $8 million in, that's their receivables from the bank, on an investment to me of basically $300,000. So you tell me how much money your bank was making. Here's where the problem became. The problem became at the end of the 1 year, when your certificate came up for renewal, who did you call? Because I paid you more money. Well, if the bank wouldn't pay me the money to pay you again, to leave it in that bank, I would move the money out of the bank. Now, that would do two things. It would either make the Federal Reserve have to advance money to keep it solvent, or FDIC took it over and liquidated the bank. So I became very powerful, as you can see. Well, what happened is, the next game was, they notified the state of Colorado that I had to get licensed. So I said, fine, give me a license. Now, I studied law at the University of Illinois, and I studied engineering at Colorado School of Mines. So I love exams, frankly. It was a good deal. I says, well, bring on the exam for the money. And they said, well, we have never had this. We, you know, the Federal Reserve's telling us we have to get you licensed. And I said, well, that's not a problem. No, the circle that my family was in, we knew a lot of senators and congressmen and other people, you know, within the game. So I called Peter Dominick, who was a senator from Colorado, and I said, get me the accounting book for the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, because I've got to make a deal with the state. So they sent it to me, and the first thing I did was look at their definition of money. Believe this or not, they don't have one. And so, and I put that, I actually published the definition in one of the books we published called Chaos in America. And you can get it at my website, nohoax.com. But anyway, in the definition, they don't know what money is. So I come back to the state. I said, how can you license me on something that they don't even know what it is? So what we agreed in this same situation with the state, I said, let's you and I discuss this. And I'm talking to the head of the securities department. It's some kind of security, which they agreed. I said, well, since it's some kind of a security, give me a principles or give me a license for it. And they said, well, that would relieve the problem with what? Relieve our problem and our agreement, but you have to be a principal. And I said, we'll bring it on. Well, I became a registered financial principal and a broker-dealer in the securities business and a member of the NASD, National Association of Security Dealers, and an underwriter of all securities. By reading all of the information I got, I said, my God, being a securities broker is a license to steal. That's another reason why I'm recommending everybody to get the hell out of the stock market right now, because it's rigged. Now, I'll tell you how it's rigged. If you would, if I would go ahead and issue, I'm an underwriter, I would go ahead and issue, let's say, 1 million shares of stock at, say, a dime or a dollar, wouldn't make any difference. Now, in order to get that, I would sell it to people that are willing to invest in the stocks. Well, meanwhile, in the brokerage business, you got all the stockbrokers, and they want new product, or they call them IPOs, initial public offerings. Well, what had happened at that point is I had all my other brokers selling it. Well, there were several of us dealers in Denver that were doing all the initial public offerings. It was kind of a big deal. Anyway, the market dropped 22% in one day. I don't know if you remember that. That's about 30 years ago. Okay. Anyway, when it happened then, and I, as an underwriter, you're required to maintain a market. The next morning when the market dropped, I got a letter directly from the Fed said they'd loan me all the money to maintain the market. Now, I knew what the stock was worth. I got to look at this thing. Why would I want to, you know, risk myself? People run the stock, of a penny stock, up to a buck, and it still wasn't worth a hell of a lot of money. So what I looked at it the same, I said, this is not a good situation for me to be in. So I called my fellow brokers about the deal and explained that situation. I said, why would the Feds give us money? Because we have a bank line if we needed it, you know, to cover ourselves to make sure the stocks are sold. So what happened is I shut my firm down after I found out how crooked it was. Now, in order to manipulate the market like what's going on right now, 5 minutes before closing, all you have to do is buy or sell 100 shares of stock. Like the 100 shares of General Motors, for instance, you can sell 100 shares at $10 less than what the price is. That determines the price of all the other stocks. Now, 60% of the market today in the United States is what? It's in pension funds, and they don't have any voting rights. So if 60% of the market is already gone with no voting rights on it, the American people are up against the, what I call a battleship that's on the way to come down from major sinking, because I don't see where the stocks are worth the money, frankly. Now, if, being in the background, now, what happened, of course, I did this, then I'm sitting around, and all my people have had money. They came back to me to do it, and they said, what do we put the money in? Well, the Fed sent a letter to every bank in the United States not to do business with me because I became so powerful. Then I got invited to the inner circle. I was asked to be the finance chairman for the next president of the United States 2 years before he became president. I walked into the room, and the world leaders were there. And I'm saying, what am I here for? And they said, we want you to be the finance chairman for the next president. And I said, why me? And they said, we owe you a favor. Well, I won't go into those details on the radio, but what happened is, I'm looking, I said, I got a question is, who's going to be the next president? And they said, Jimmy Carter. And I said, Jimmy who? And they said, well, he's the Democratic governor of Georgia. And I said, but I've been voting Republican. And I'll never forget, Paul Volcker walks over and puts his hand on my shoulder. Son, don't worry about it. We control them both. Well, I knew that. The Federal Reserve puts out the money. So who has the money controls the game. You know, it's the old golden rule. Whoever has the gold rules. So anyway, during this conversation we had, I sat in on meetings on what these guys have planned that's coming up for the United States, because we have a major problem. The major problem right now, this is, you know, Kissinger himself said this, look, our number one problem on the planet, we have too many people. And so they set into motion what they call the Plan 2000. Now, Jimmy Carter put that in writing. Every congressman and senator got a copy of it. It was actually three documents, about 100 pages. I made a summary of it on that on my website. I call it Armageddon, the Plan 2000. And it's part of their population reduction program, Mike. They want to reduce the world population engineering-wise. The planet can only sustain about 500 million people. Now, I sat in Washington, D.C., about six blocks north of the White House, is an institute called World Watch Association. In there, they're managing and measuring all of the details, all the minerals, resources, the water, the air pollution, everything. Now, that's all financed by all the major corporations in the world, because, you know, you want to, as a businessman, you want to know what your market is, right?
Sure.
Well, so we sit down and look at all of this thing. Now the next question is, what are they going to do? Well, their plans, which are affecting you right now, is to get a war started in the Middle East, which will be spreading to the United States. Now, about 12 years ago, I was asked to build an enemy prisoner of war camp in downtown Las Vegas. Now, I have a copy of the contract. I also printed a copy of that contract in the book Chaos in America. Interestingly, when I got the contract, I said there's something wrong because it says right on it, enemy prisoner war. Wow, who's the enemy? So I happened to be running around with Ted Gunderson, the former head of the FBI for Southern California, his boss was J. Edgar Hoover. Anyway, I gave a copy of that to Ted, and I said, something's going on, tell me what it is. He said, I'll get back with you. He came back a couple of days later, we had lunch, and he said, George, they're building them all over the country, and that's the so-called FEMA camps. So you got any questions about this so far?
Right. Well, Alex Jones has done a lot of expose research into these FEMA camps, and so you're confirming that research, that they're all across the country, all ready to go.
Well, 1,100, actually, right here in Montana, they're advertising on TV right now, as you and I are speaking, for people to come in to man the camps. So I also know in the Middle East, as you know, they're getting that all set up. So we have that same situation. Now, the game of money, I'm well familiar with all of this stuff. So most of the people that are involved that have any kind of resources right now, you know, I talk to them. All I have to do is they call my office or email me. And, you know, I'd be glad to tell them about what's coming down because the plan is to get rid of the dollar. About 30 days ago, I sat in my meetings with some of the managers of a small bank called Wells Fargo. And they're telling me they're hoping by the middle of August or in that time frame to have everybody on the debit card. Now, of course, that's part of the Plan 2000, which to get everybody, which is already law, by the way. All Obama has to do is call a national emergency. The requirements are you go to the post office will take your picture. Your picture then is linked on an ID card. You'll have your thumbprint on it, and it's linked back to your medical records. Remember this Obamacare stuff. So we got everything all in motion right now for their plan to go forward. Now, the situation is we have a major thing that's happening on the planet. And the major thing on the planet is we're reaching a point within the universe where major energies are starting to hit, as you know, the globe. So we're going to have an increase of, quote, weather control, the manipulation. Not only our government is capable of doing that, but it's also we're having these energy rays that are coming into the planet. And frankly, we're killing off 1,000 life forms a day on the planet because of the gamma and ultraviolet rays that are coming down through the atmosphere because of all the nuclear testing we did in the high atmosphere, which is allowing the ozone to have all these holes in it. It's not the CFCs that are doing it. It's the radiation. Well, we got the other radiation problem. You got Fukushima with all the stuff coming over to the West Coast, as you're well aware. And there's probably on the other programs that are happening out there. Anyway, this all fits into a big picture into their population reduction and getting World War III started. Now, I said in Beijing, I traveled around with a lot of world leaders. I was either invited, I was there, you know, with friends, with presidents of other countries. It just had a unique situation. Anyway, I'm sitting in Beijing, and the guys there told me, look, it's 5,000 years. It's our turn to run the world. Well, they're in a point now they pretty much going to manipulate everything. And the head of China told Obama, you don't know how many nuclear bombs we have. So that gives you some of the idea. And now, we have three nuclear submarines on the West Coast, three on the East Coast, and two in the Gulf. They're the Soviets. These Soviet submarines, and you can dig it up on the Internet about them. These are 2 football fields in length, 5 stories tall. They go 80 miles an hour underneath the water, totally undetected. Now, I did a lecture down in New Orleans a few months ago, and when I was down there in the newspapers, they were all up in the air, and it was on the radio, about a nuclear submarine that was out there. They were aware. But because it was there, the fishermen that have first, you know, fishing rights in certain areas out there couldn't go. So it made it public. They even showed pictures of it in the papers. So people have no idea what the bigger picture is. These people are just getting standing by to watch and see what's happening. And, of course, Obama's been told to stand back against Syria right now because Russia's providing everything, and so is China. This whole game's coming apart. Another big thing that's coming apart, you probably read in the papers a few days ago about North Korea putting another satellite up over the United States. Well, they had another one they put up 5 years ago. Now, these satellites have the capabilities of putting out an EMP wave to wipe out anything with a chip in it in the United States. Now, there's a book called 1 Second After. I don't know if you read it or not. Have you read it?
No, I haven't.
Well, anyway, it goes into the EMP abilities of what our government has developed and other ones. Anyway, North Korea has that ability right now. To verify it, I sent a copy of the book to my friend. His next-door neighbor is some guy named Donald Rumsfeld. Anyway, he came back with me a couple of days. Says Rumsfeld, totally aware, as Secretary of Defense, you know, he went back to the military and putting on devices so they can protect all the moving vehicles. But I want to tell you what's going to happen with an EMP wave. You and I are listening on a radio program, all run on chip. All chips will be shut down. Can you imagine what's coming up?
Right. Now, let me ask you, there's a very big meeting going on right now, the Bilderberg meeting. Why don't you explain briefly the Bilderberg Group and what's on their agenda this year?
Well, the biggest agenda right now is the transfer of currencies between countries. According to the IMF and the World Bank, all gold is transferred out of London. That's where it keeps the prices. In order to settle bets between countries, you have, and that's primarily the Bilderberger Group, when you do that, they have to transfer gold between countries right now. Well, if you know, China's been acquiring all the gold. Russia's been acquiring gold. And all these other ones, and what's happened, and Japan, also India. Now, what has occurred? They're trying to figure out what to do, and this comes along with the coming, quote, collapse of the dollar. I mean, we're basically are not going to be using the dollar. They printed the new $100 bills, but they've been stored up and sitting down here ready to go because very few, well, frankly, 92% roughly of all transitions in the United States now are done digitally. That's i.e. by Internet or by checks or debit cards. In fact, if you get laid off right now on a job, you get a debit card. You don't get a check for unemployment. And in the Obamacare stuff, they set everybody up so you're no longer a person, you're a unit. Well, the Bilderbergers are now trying to figure out how are they going to implement all this, you know, currency transfers between countries and the same thing because of goods and services. Even China, which is the biggest is. And you have to spend, I spent a month running around China as a guest of the government. With 1,300,000,000 people, you have no idea what that is until you find out. Now, they've reached their prices over there have reached the position of labor. It's costing them about $500 a month for making labor. So obviously, everything's going to start increasing price. They're actually moving some of the manufacturing divisions into Africa and other places where they can buy people for a buck a day. It's amazing. Now, the Bilderbergers, again, theirs is all over money and control. I mean, Kissinger said it all. The absolute aphrodisiac is power. And as a matter of fact, I'm sitting with one of our governors, and he's telling me he's put into position of being the governor. And he says, I got my ticket. And I said, ticket to what? And, of course, then he explained to me about the underground facilities in Australia. Well, remember, that's 30 years ago. So you got a lot of things that's transpired since that time. And the other problem is we're gaining 250,000 people a day on the planet, 2.5 million every 10 days. We just don't have the resources for it. So what are the Bilderbergers? They're taking all this information in. Is how can they escalate this thing because they're way behind schedule, frankly.
Well, that means that they're being blocked by us, the population, people who have woken up. Why don't you talk about the people who are awake and aware and are pushing back?
Well, they don't even care about them. The people are awake and aware, if you're going to look at that situation. It was like myself. Yeah, I've been out lecturing all over the world, frankly, trying to get people awake to do that. most people are geared to their pocketbooks, and they're so scared of everything, and they also start investigating, and they find out that if you go the higher up the ladder you go, they're all controlled by the same people. So what can you do, even if you do get awake and aware? And the only awake and aware situations that I know are people that are forming into small groups that are being able to support each other in the days ahead. And my sources are telling me there's not going to be any winners when this thing comes down. It's going to be a question of you and I figuring a way how we're going to make it through this and take care of ourselves and our family and try to get other people to think like us. But there's nobody going to come out and rescue us. Nobody's going to save us. This is a do-it-yourself job right now.
Right. Now, do you see a false flag event that triggered the war in Afghanistan and Iraq coming soon? Or how would this war, how would you get the Americans to support another war in the Middle East?
Well, the Americans, they don't even care about the Americans right now. We're out of money. We're we're over $100 trillion in debt, and there's no such thing, frankly. They're not worrying us right now. They're looking at Israel, the false flag event or the event that I sat in on the meetings was they're planning on hitting Israel with a nuclear bomb. That'll begin World War III. Now, Russia already controls Europe. They ship all the natural gas to Europe, as you're probably aware. Syria has all the nuclear plants, along with Iraq, which were put up there by the Soviets. And Iran makes all its money because it has all the nuclear plants that make nuclear energy, which is shipping electricity to Europe. So you can see the plan. Now, the big thing about Syria is that Russia couldn't put their pipelines down for putting gas to the Middle East again. So you can see how the game, frankly, is between Russia and China, how they're going to end up working this thing. You forget how big Russia is. What is it, right? 10 or 11 time zones?
Well, let me try a different tack with you, because I'm just going to tell you a little story. I have sat outside and seen a whole sky full of chemtrails, and I've asked spirits to come in and break them up, and they have. I believe human beings have power. I believe that there are a lot of entities and UFOs that are helping us, and according to my research, they've even dismantled nuclear weapons. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, my involvement with the UFO situation was when I was at Edwards Air Force Base. I did the pulse inspection one morning when I was in the Air Force on the X-15, the forerunner of the space shuttle. When I finished doing it, this X-15 is nothing more than a rocket on skids. Anyway, it lands out in the desert. When I finished doing it, I went and there was a hangar there with a big circular disc. I went in, I'm 10 feet away from it. I said, wow, this is a neat-looking craft. So I come back and ask my CO if I could work on it. And he said, no, it was an ion-powered craft designed by Sikorsky for use in outer space. Well, he says, and I asked him, when can I work on it? And he says, you can't. It's still a civilian project. So anyway, I went back to my room, but I was running around with my buddy who happened to be the base photographer. And I said, get me some pictures of the round disc. Well, he said, you saw it? I said, yeah. He said, what'd they tell you? And I gave him the story, and he said, that's not true. He took me, and we went over to the photo lab, and he showed me pictures of the craft. Now, I'm 10 feet away from it, so I know what the hell it looked like. But the aliens got my attention. Now I'm really mad because I was cleared for top secret. I mean, why did my CO lie to me? So I went down and confronted him with it. And he said, look, when the government's ready to tell the truth about UFOs and ETs, they will. Until then, you stick to your story. Well, subsequently to that, I didn't do anything more. I got transferred off the base because I was getting too curious, frankly. Anyway, in 1984, I built a house in Aspen, and my housekeeper had a book called UFO Contact from the Pleiades. You probably remember that, the Billy Meyer story.
Sure.
Anyway, I'm looking at that pictures, and I said, my God, that's exactly the same thing I saw at Edwards. And so I flew down to Phoenix, and I talked to the couple that were investigating Billy, and they said that they needed financing to publish their next book, and I agreed to finance the project. With the deal was when they sold the books, I wanted my money back. I was at that time I was developing real estate all over the country. I mean, building shopping centers, office buildings, restaurants everywhere. Anyway, I didn't want to be bothered with what they were doing, but I knew what they were doing was true. Well, after 90 days, they sent me their account. They had received three times the amount of money that I gave them, but they didn't send me my check, and I was a little upset about that. So I flew down to Phoenix, filed suit against them, but I was so involved with the material that they'd sent me, I wanted to find out for myself. So I grabbed the next plane, flew off to Switzerland, off to Zurich, and rented a car, and it's about a 45-minute drive outside of Zurich. I went in and met Billy Meyer. And during that time, when I'm with them, I was privileged to information from the ETs about what you're talking about and what they can do. And we got a lot of different groups, as you know, that are visiting the planet. And the mention that you had before is thought can change a lot if we can get everybody doing things. Now, there's a purpose behind the chemtrails that was originally thought to be good, but it does affect mankind at the same time. Anyway, I became in direct contact with the ETs. Also, I agreed to publish their information, and that your listeners, if they want, they can download free the Handbook for the New Paradigm, which is written by the ETs, and there's two other books on it, which will explain and give a solution for what's coming down. And that's what we're looking at right now. How are we going to get through this?
Exactly.
It all comes back. Well, it's a combination of things. The trouble is, most people's programming will not allow it. That's all. So I suggest your listeners go to my website, nohoax.com, nohoax.com, and read the handbook. Just download it. You can get hard copies if you want. The information is there. But these are the only thing I know that's going to be a solution, because I was getting all my friends. I've got senators and stuff that have left this country right now. This last week, I got a letter from the former wife of the vice president of the United States, who has left the country also. And she's setting up. She said they know the United States has become the most hated country in the world because of the manipulation here. So obviously, the people have any kind of energies that are going to go after it. And primarily, you got to look at, again, Russia and China, and you've got some other countries. There's eight countries that have nuclear power right now.
Sure. So what are the ETs saying? What kind of guidance are they giving us to survive all of these problems?
Well, the basic information is to get together with other people of like minds. The first rule in the universe is to gain all knowledge. That's obviously doing what you're doing, sharing information about what's going on right now. The second thing is the understanding of what you really are, which is nothing more than a spirit having this physical experience. Now, I'm concerned because we got to come in the wheel of reincarnation that happens, because spirit continues on, the body is just a swinnerick, I call it. It just goes on for a period of time. And what we have to do now is understand and try to look at the bigger picture. You may be untrained as a mechanic, but you don't know anything about banking. Bankers are trained to do their thing, a stockbroker. They don't want to think about everything. They think everything's cool. And this group of people that we have at the top, you know, the few hundred people that are running the show, they sit back and they're just playing, and they're just using us as monopoly game, frankly. But the trouble is, somebody else owns the game. So when it comes back from the universe, however, we've reached a point now we're starting to affect the universe by the energies that we're putting out that are negative. And they want us to awaken up to what they are, that's all. And they can help us, but they're not going to come save us.
Right. I mean, I got into this right after 9/11, and I went through a depression for almost a year or two because it was so relentlessly negative. I'm like, oh my God, everything's rigged. But then one day, just through my meditations, I just started picking up my life. What can I do today that's positive? Can I share information with one person? Can I have make a new friend? Can I, you know what I mean? Just simple positive things. And I've been doing that for 10 years, and that's all I can do is just go out every day and be a positive influence in my world.
That is the correct way to do it. And that actually, that information, do you remember the message to Garcia? It's basically you gave a message to Garcia. How did you, how do you get it around the world? That's by sharing other people. Well, that little message or that little booklet, which was popular, is in the middle of the handbook. I put it in the handbook for the new paradigm so people can read it and understand that each one of us are responsible on waking up the other person. You can't listen to the newspapers. They're all controlled. You can't let, you know, everything that's put out there is on a manipulation game at this point. How much can they get you? And again, the old game was the way to control the world is get everybody interested in what? Sports and entertainment. So it isn't, you know, I got to get you out to the football game, get you out golfing, all this stuff as they take over the world behind the scenes. Well, we reached the point now on the planet where the planet's starting to reject everything, and so we're going to have major earthquakes, all this stuff. And right now, you better get looking into, frankly, monolithic domes. The, you know, the concrete dome houses, the only thing that's going to withstand the winds and stuff that's going to be coming up and escalating on us. This period, this cycle, this 26,000-year cycle is ending this next 15 years. During this period of time, planet Earth is going to do some major changes. 90% of the world's population lives next to the ocean. So can you imagine what's going to be happening on any, all the oceans?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
So what we want to do, Mike, is try to wake people up to get them doing. That's what you're trying to do by putting information out on the air. I'm publishing the information from the ETs. They say, look, it's not a question of them coming down. They've met with some of our leaders. They know all that. But they can't interfere because of the laws of the universe. And the laws of the universe are spelled out in the handbook. The first one's the law of attraction, which is basically what you put out, you're going to sow. That's what Christ said. You know, what you sow, you shall reap. So anyway...
No, I'm just hoping enough people are awake. For instance, if they try to roll out vaccines all across America, many millions of people would not take the vaccines. They have woken up. So I'm hoping there's enough people out there who are educated.
Well, there is a lot of people who will do education. That's the same thing we're looking at. Is there enough to change the whole planet? No. That's just a problem. The problem is we have a whole planet involved. We got 7 billion people plus that's sitting down here now. We got 300 million people in the United States. You have to look at them at this minute. 1 out of 3 work for a government in some way. We got an unemployment rate that's really over 20% because they don't even bother even going in anymore. We have a situation now where we're running out of the things that we're talking about, food and everything. Go to your grocery store. Have you seen the price of Campbell's soup, for instance, just in the last 90 days? It's doubled.
Going up,
it's up, sure. Up to $2 a can.
Right, and we have out west here, we have a water situation that is precious. I mean, we generate so little water, you know.
Well, That's the most valuable mineral on the planet is, quote, fresh water. So China, when I was over there, they told us when they're with, you know, you can go back to George Washington and his deals and his prophecies. China says they're going to look at the southern part of Canada and the upper part of the United States, which has a water and it has the nutrient value, quote, to provide food for them. So we're looking here with all the new gun control and everything else that they're coming in, so we don't have any. So if they can get all put together, then they're going to have the ability to make it so everybody is shut down with no way of defending yourself, and you're not going to be able to do it anyway. Now, there's many groups around this country right now, as you and I both know, Mike, that are formed up. They're small groups of 100 or 200. I guess there must be 1,000 of them in the group in Austin, Texas, for instance, that I'm aware of, or I'll become members of what we call the ground crew. That's to awaken people so we have something left on the planet, and that's serious. And we've got to rethink the ending of this story, and since we're nothing more than a product of the thought of the creation itself, each one of us, like you say, can be awakened and we can change things. The trouble is there's not enough of us to do it.
Right. That's why I believe in divine intervention.
divine intervention is us again. It's the creation itself. You know, I asked the ETs, I says, what's above, you know, where you're at? They said the creation. And I said, what's above the creation? And the response to me made me really ponder. They said, there's still mysteries for us. It's kind of like I was in the outback one day down in Australia with a couple of my friends. Now, in Australia, there's absolutely nothing out there. You know, it's a huge country. And all of a sudden, a little Aborigine came up to me. And I don't know where he even came from. And I'm sitting there looking. He said, what are you guys here for? And I said, I'm just out exploring the world. And he says, are you a missionary? I said, no, sir, I'm not. And he says, that's good. And I said, why? And he said, turn around. And he pointed up at the sun. He says, you see that? He says, that's my God. He says, I can live without your God. You can't live without mine. I mean, that was a kind of a profound statement to me. I'm sitting there waiting on punning, and he's right, you know, in the way he is, because we don't recognize that the universe was full of thousands of planets that are inhabited with humanoids. And each of the different races that we have on this planet come from a different star system. And we have to understand our background. It even mentions that in the book of Genesis as you come down, and it goes into the Nephilim and all this, and who and what and where we came from. But people don't want to identify that. You know,
right.
Look, I went to College School of Mines and majored in geophysics, so I started looking at the biology, you know, all the history of the planet. I mean, we get evidence of people 2 million years ago that's still around here. So it's amazing what's going on in the planet, but we're reaching the ending of this cycle like you're talking about. Now, when you come to the chemtrails, you know, those were set up originally to act. Remember, I told you we had all the nuclear testing we did in the higher atmosphere. Remember, that was back in the early 50s that we started doing that just to see what the idiots was exploding. And, well, that is the irradiation is eating holes through the ozone. Well, how do we put up a shield up there to keep that radiation from coming down? Well, that's the basis of the chemtrails. The trouble is the particles they use in the chemtrails are also poisonous for man. So you got a double-edged sword, don't you?
You sure do. A lot of aluminum and barium, and
That's right. Remember, they're reflective particles, so they can reflect the radiation that was coming, the gamma and ultraviolet rays coming from space. So we have it. Like I say, you could. What is the? Well, you know, like you're putting in, you know, in the water throughout the whole country. They sit down and they put in rat poison into it. You know, we're going to fix your water so it's all clean. Well, it's true. But the trouble is it's killing people, too, as you know. And then you got all the stuff that's going on the genetically modified foods, which are affecting the DNA of people, everything.
So, to me, we have a lot of good news with GMO. We have protests all over the world. It's shutting down in Europe. Monsanto is not going to produce the food in Europe anymore because so many of them are awake.
That's exactly correct.
Good news
that's
on that
right.
front.
Many of them are, and that's what's happened. Meanwhile, Monsanto doesn't care. It says we need working bodies out here, and they want to provide food, even though it's not nutrient, because we're going to have a major problem of food availability. I have a friend of mine who owns a food chain, you know, a food market chain. He said the biggest problem now is buying products to get them in because a lot of manufacturers are shutting down, just don't have it. So you and I have to get everybody awakened at this point to get prepared again. Go back to the handbook for the new paradigm and read that. That's what the ETs are telling us. And they're giving us an overview on the real big picture in all three of the books that I put up on the Internet. And it's a free download. So it won't cost you anything. Everybody says, I'm not making money at doing this. I'm trying to wake people up.
Sure. Now, we have a news site on our radio show. It's called TNT News. And there were some big videos that came out this week on MK Ultra. And these were young men and women who were raised on military bases in the New World Order, and they've had a lot of programming. How much do you know about MK Ultra?
Well, I talked to some of the doctors, or Dr. Beck, when they were originally involved with doing the mind control programs, and that's what you're looking at, mind control and resetting things into motion. These are all experiments. Remember, they don't have the game. They have plans. These are all plans. They don't have them all finished up yet. So when they start looking at these things, it's easy to manipulate people's minds at this point. I mean, you know, they make clones, so they transmit transfer the mind, the memory of the mind on the clone that they have to make it to other beings. So you can imagine, and they're practicing, like Dr. Beck says, with the mind control, you do them all with these things. They can do, out-of-body experiences right now. There's a lot of this stuff that's available, but how do you make any difference to the average family and white? And to me, it's not even a good focus at this point. Right now, the focus is to get your family prepared for what's coming down, and it's right in the papers every day right now. So get your money converted to gold and silver, frankly. That's the only... gold is the only thing that's listed as a trade between countries, historically. I mean, when the pirates went out to the thing, what did they get? Gold and silver. I just use it as a storage device, and the rest of the stuff, get away from major cities. So the information is basically available. through, you know, yourself. And there's other people, a lot of authors who are putting the information out, trying to wake us up. So that's what the only thing I have to say, and I just run with these guys. One of my best friends that I used to have lunch with once a week was a senator who's left the country.
Right. Now, where are the Illuminati planning on going? Are they going to underground bases in Colorado, or where are they heading to for safety?
Well, the ones in Colorado that I was talking to had a ticket for the underground in Australia. Most of them say the southern hemisphere is going to be better than the northern hemisphere because they expect the nuclear or the radiation to affect the whole northern hemisphere, and the winds go from the North Pole to the equator. Very little of it spills over to the southern hemisphere, and the wind currents are a different direction from the southern hemisphere. Same thing with, you know, like water. You go down to Quito, Ecuador, for instance, they got a building down there. The north part of the building, water circling one way, and the south part of the building is another direction. And that's the same thing with the winds. So they're well aware of all these things. The only problem is, frankly, from the ET standpoint, they just tell me there's not going to be any winners on what's coming up. And they don't see us stopping it. They give me information that it's going to go on. So I'm in the process of trying to get people alerted about monolithic domes down in Italy, Texas, on how you can build a concrete dome that'll withstand these 3 to 4 mile an hour winds. Now the next question is, how do you have enough food? You better get that stored up. So the people who are having these, you know, food things up, then the question is, what kind of food is it? You know, we want to look at the same thing, getting the old organic seeds, get away from major cities, because people... Well, the same thing is happening right now. In Oklahoma City, when they had any, people can't get away from the city. Can you imagine when the earthquake, which is expected out in California at any moment now, the one that's supposed to go 18 feet, you know, from San Francisco south, that'll totally disrupt Southern California. I said in Phoenix with the FEMA head over there, second in command over there, he says, well, we can only take maybe 100,000 people. But that was a few years ago. Right now, Phoenix is out of water, just like you said. The whole southern, we got all these crazy things that are happening on the weather disturbances and modifications. And, you know, where I'm at right now in Montana, it's going to be 34 degrees tonight. I mean, look, summer's only a couple weeks away.
Right. So how do you see this playing out? Do you see this year something triggering all these events, a war? What do you see happening next?
I got all the information I have triggering from this year says probably the third quarter of this year they'll get everything going. So between what they're telling me, anytime after May 15th, they say the escalation of the geophysical things will be after May 15th. The war will probably get going within the next 90 days or so. And meanwhile, we're looking at the economic situation from my banking standpoint, putting everybody on the debit card between, you know, August, September. So that's putting basically everybody under control. Because if everybody has a debit card, they immediately can do what? They can transfer, you can trace all the money for the so-called taxation to run our country. Well, you know, Aaron Russo put his movie out to show you that 100% of people's taxes go to interest of the Federal Reserve.
Right. Now, are you saying the country we would go at war with is Syria, or which country would trigger the event?
Well, it could be any one of them over there. Right now, you know, they're all fighting among each other, as you know. So Syria has the ability to go ahead and lob something in. North Korea has the ability to do things. But the Middle East, I can't tell you which one. Originally, it was set up to have Iran hit it, but Iraq right now doesn't have any leadership. So, and they have abilities. They haven't got the nuclear anyway. They let that go. But Iran certainly has it, and so does, when you look at all those along that country, even though India has, as you know, nuclear. I'm not going to tell you which way it's going to go. I don't have that answer. All I know, that's the plan, because they want to follow the biblical prophecies.
The people at the top, okay, want to follow the book of Revelations, the apocalypse?
Sure. That's because most people are going to stand in line and wait for God to come back and save them.
You know, how would they sell another war to the American people? That's what I don't see happening.
Oh, no, it'll just happen. You'll wake up in the middle of the night and that'll be it. They won't be selling it to anybody. They've got everybody in motion right now. Remember, the United States, the information is that they want to have less, the information is that they're expecting less than 20 million Americans to be left alive.
Interesting. So, let's get back on the positive track. I mean, do you see any states pulling out, state sovereignty rights, or like Montana, I know, breaking away from the U.S. government?
Well, we're going to have some major changes before that happen. I think my understanding, Texas is probably going to go first, but right. You've got earth changes because of the, along the Mississippi River. That's supposed to spread apart, too. You know, we're going to have major earthquakes increasing. And if that does, you're going to have the east and the west. And then, as you heard, Denver is going to be the capital of the western few states that are going to be running. Again, nothing from a political standpoint. Politics is two words. I don't know if you're aware of that. Poly means many, and ticks are bloodsuckers. And I, just as a fact, most of my politician buddies, I look at it, they're, how do they get into there? Well, they get money off of the system. And most of the ones that go clear up to the top have a lot of money. Where'd they get it from? You understand? It's a multiple game that they're getting paid off in some direction and somewhere. And they're getting paid off primarily from non-entities, i.e. corporations. And the corporations may be offshore in order to, because of all the tax considerations, you know, and making the big scream about McIntosh, as you know, at being up in Ireland. Well, if you're any businessman, what we do, I'll give you a better illustration. I flew with the vice president of a small company called Hanes, you know, that makes your shorts and your T-shirts.
Yes.
Down to Costa Rica. I owned a couple of coffee farms in Costa Rica. And when I went down there, because the coffee in Costa Rica has gone to hell because of the weather changes. Anyway, I was with them. He says, I'm going down here to shut our plants down. I said, why? Because the labor cost is going up. They're removing them all over to Haiti. Well, I've been over to Haiti. It's unbelievable. You can buy people for $1 a day. They're making, in other words, they'll be starting making the clothes for, because everybody wants to get the best deal they can, right? And you got small companies like Kmart and Sears, which were in bankruptcy, which are in the probably in the same process. The Internet is changing everything, because now everybody goes to the Internet to buy anything. Now they're trying to set up, you know, taxation between states. What does the Constitution say? Constitution says there is no tax between states. So you can, you know, that's flat out. They want to pull it up and read it. And those people won't even do it. If they do, send the information into it. I've sent letters to all these people. They ignore that. The little guy down on the street, one of my friends that became, one of the state senators, when we went back to Washington, D.C., now I'm sitting around on the Beltway. When they get back there, they're not allowed to bring their crew. They're provided the crew that's already there in place. In other words, all you do is got a talking head with their handheld below, and these guys don't want to change their jobs. The average income across the United States is about $11 an hour. Average. Most people, 80% of the people make less than $11 an hour in the United States. Did you know that? There's a few people making a lot of money, and that's because the ones at the very top. And once they've learned at the top of the companies, when they get up there, they pay themselves millions of dollars. There's no dividends being paid out to the people. They take all the cash and keep it for themselves. They know what's going on.
Right. I talked to a lot of people about you behind the scenes. You have an interesting article on your site about how Masons were instrumental in founding the country. What are Masons doing today? I don't hear a lot of talk about them. Are they a dying organization, or are they right in the middle of this new world order and implementing it?
No, you know, it's the top of the Masonic order, if you look at it. It's like the guys at the very top. They put out, the Masons do a hell of a job taking care of kids, as you know, and all the things.
Yeah, the Shriners, program.
But it's a lot of the different organizations that are doing it, trying to help. It's at the very top, manipulating and trying to make it so people don't take care of themselves, that's all. And I can't say anything, you know, I don't follow them anymore, frankly. I just ran around the guy. I didn't care what their label was. I mean, the most powerful people that I saw were, frankly, members of the Skull and Bones. Unbelievable.
Really?
Oh, you bet.
Well, we had that election in 2004, which was Bush Skull and Bones versus Kerry Skull and Bones. And I was hoping that would break out in the media, but it never quite did.
No, they're too powerful. You just have no idea. That's the only ones I know. No matter what happened, they could make the water part, you know. just unbelievable because, again, it's not only the power. I mean, Kissinger said the absolute aphrodisiac is power. If you do what we tell you, we'll put you in a position. In other words, you'll make you the governor or make you the president of a company. You know, it was an instant thing for them because they control the money. And the money and or the way the people's belief systems. And the belief systems cause all that problem, too. It's a multiple game, and you and I are both sitting in the same game trying to wake people up to get prepared for what's coming down.
Sure. Now, you talked about Colorado. We all know it's higher ground. It's a mile high. And that Denver airport, so many millions of dollars was made to create that with underground levels. Do you think that's one of the secret bunkers there?
No, I was there when they built that stuff in Denver. I built all over Denver, and when they put that out there, they did build the underground. And the underground was primarily to go between the terminals and stuff. Yeah, they had other space out there, but if you really looked at it, the big stuff was down at Pikes Peak, down there where they've got that huge underground and the whole the mountain. The East Slope right now is just too many people. Everybody's migrated over there. The same thing. Denver, when I first was there, was only 300,000 people. What is it? 2.5 million right now. So, the differences are changed. And because of all people migrating to the cities, what do you have? You have an easy way to control everybody. You won't let them out of it. They won't be able to get on the highways. They won't have any gasoline. So what are they going to be doing? Stealing from each other.
We should really get into Agenda 21 right now, because I lived in Portland, Oregon for 7 years, and there is a huge effort to push people into the city and out of the country there, and to push you out of your car and push you really into they were tearing down houses in Portland and putting up little row homes, little tiny, structures. And Agenda 21?
Yeah, well, that's basically, isn't that right? If you were sitting here planning everything, wouldn't you put everybody down in close where you can provide the the working facilities to make or do what they want to have done, and also provide the water and utility, everything all controlled by some government agency? I mean, everything you do is controlled by the government agency right now. In Montana, the whole state's got 800,000 people. We're a huge place. We got a lot of water. We got a lot of arid places, too, but we've got a lot of natural resources up here. So this is a different area to look at. But we're being affected, too, the same way.
Sure. But they always used environmentalism, and people in Oregon really love saving the environment. So it was really easy for them to manipulate city council meetings and local government and push in Agenda 21.
Exactly.
Because they kept talking about saving the trees.
You go to every city across the United States, and people, that's exactly how they get up there. And a good talker like, our president, you get moved up to the top and everybody falls in line. Then they find out that they can't. You got too many people that are involved and too many different agencies, the problem is. And they, some of them are interconnected, and it's either connected by, marriage, relations, or whatever the kind of thing is. Everybody protects themselves.
Absolutely.
So I don't. You have a no man's land. That's Washington D.C., the District of Columbia. Then you got the inside the Beltway. That's where all the embassies and all the foreign governments are. They're sitting down. Now that'll be all gone and go away. You got New York City that everybody knows it's going to be all underwater. Yet you don't see the people moving because they don't even have cars or anything else around. But then they're going to be affected big time. Well, Southern California is already part of Mexico, as you know. So it doesn't make any difference.
We're winding down now. We're really low on time. Do you have any, why don't you give out some final information, how people can read your articles and contact you?
They should just go to my website, nohoax.com, and then they can email me. Email information is on the website. Read all the documents. We'll put up new ones all the time. I've got a new one we're putting up right now that pretty much gives you an explanation of the next 12 months.
Thank you for joining me on the show, George, and we'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, that was George Green from nohoax.com. He laid out his theories and his beliefs, and it's up to you to do your research and See how much you believe of what he said and how much you don't. Like I said, I think if you listen to the whole interview, you see we have a difference of opinion or a different background. And I just believe in divine intervention, and I've seen angels and spirit guides do all kinds of miraculous things and change things for the better. So in all kinds of really dark situations, I've seen miracles happen. So I'm coming more from the positive light, the positive side, but there's many, many opinions in the alternative field, and George Green's very knowledgeable, and it's important that his voice is heard too. And you make up your own mind. That's the key. You make up your own mind. Be like, a Gnostic Christian, which is ultimately, I think, what I am after all my metaphysical journeys. And what the Gnostics say is just go within. Does it feel right, what he was saying? Does it resonate with you? Is the vibration right? Or maybe some of it does and some of it doesn't. It's really important not to be a black and white thinker. Like, well, every single thing that he says is true, or I reject all of it. I've learned to think in terms of shades of gray, and that sometimes you may believe part of what a speaker says or researcher, and part of it doesn't resonate with you, and that's okay. And that's just part of the Gnostic beliefs, that you go within yourself and you meditate for your truth. Just as an example, I mean, you never know which way the wind's going to blow in Washington, D.C. Who would have thought 6 months ago the Associated Press would be involved in a scandal? They'd be monitored by the White House. The press and media would be turning against the White House right now. And who would have, if you would have told me that 6 months ago, I would have said, no way. The press is going to protect this White House no matter what. They're going to do anything they can because – usually, in general, the press is liberal, and we have a liberal administration right now. And I never believed something like the AP Associated Press scandal would appear. And now, you know, it's going to roll out over the next several months and year, and we're going to find out more about the manipulations and if the press was monitored and how much of their sources were found out by the White House. We're going to find out all the details. If you would have told me about the IRS scandal 6 months ago, I would have laughed at you. I would have said, no, that agency is too powerful. They will never be involved in a scandal. The media would never report it. I'm wrong. I mean, things can turn on a dime. Things can change very quickly. I never thought those whistleblowers would be able to speak about Benghazi. There were three or four of them giving very compelling testimony on Benghazi, how they were in trouble and jeopardy, and our military refused to help them, and someone gave the order to stand down. And just like Watergate, little by little, we're getting to the source of who gave that order, and it's all... It's like Watergate. It really is, although it's worse because nobody died in Watergate. That was simply a burglary, and Nixon knew about it, and the cover-up was actually a lot worse than the actual crime. And so that's what's happening right now. And I just never would have thought the IRS would be investigated and the press would cover it. And so, you know, I see things shifting and changing for the better. I really do. I really didn't think these exposures would occur, and yet they are. And if you go to TNT, the website, the news site, it's in the middle of your webpage. Just click on TNT Trusted News Trader. They are covering all these stories every single day. You can read about them, and this alternative press is becoming the mainstream press. As I was reading the other day, MSNBC, their ratings are so low, and they're down so low, and CNN and these, because people simply are shifting over to in the internet and the websites now, and internet radio and podcasts, and it's all exploding. So I see shifts, really positive things happening for the better. I want to get back to this video. There was a conference called Super Soldier, okay, in Nevada recently. And there's two videos on the TNT news site. I'd like you to watch them. I think the better one is Carrie Cassidy interviewing these two young men who grew up in New World Order families. They say that they were programmed to do New World Order tasks, and even if that involves, you know, various missions which are going all around the world to implement the New World Order. And Carrie asks them, you know, what do you really believe? What's your philosophy? And they say, survival of the fittest. We believe in Darwinism. We believe the strong survive, and we have to kill off the weak. And it's pretty much what George Green was telling you, that we want to depopulate the planet. That's the New World Order agenda. Now, one of these young men looked like Bush. He looked like George W. Bush in his 20s, and he said that's his genetics. And then they just start casually talking about reptilian aliens, and you got to see this interview to believe it. They're like, yeah, you know, we interact with reptilian aliens at the bases, and they're tall, and, you know, they are, you know, interacting with government and these underground bases. And it's, you know, people sometimes will read a David Icke book and say he's crazy, but it was like they were reading a chapter out of a David Icke book. That's what it sounded like. So please go to TNT News and look up that Super Soldier interview. It's a one-hour video, and watch it and see for yourself. Once again, go within, go into your heart, and see if this is a true expose. You know, the other interview is Erin Rothschild, a member of the Rothschilds' powerful banking family, and she's going public, and she's speaking, and she's talking about growing up and being ritually abused and being part of a mind control program and breaking free from it and recovering her memories. And I mean, it sounds insane and bizarre, but I've been hearing these stories over and over, and it's all kind of the same pattern. So to me, I think these are accurate accounts. So anyway, we're winding down now, just in the last few minutes. My website is mysteryislands.net. I've produced 4 movies on the Anunnaki, on ancient aliens, with a lot of pictures and narration. And I do tarot readings on the air, and I help you uncover your inner truth. Sometimes you need an outside person, a sounding board, to read tarot. And yes, it does work over the phone. I do it on Skype video, so you can see me, or just on the phone, you know, and we do readings. So I am asking for a couple of financial angels to step forward and do some readings with me, or order some DVDs to keep this show going, keep it moving. As you know, I don't really have a sponsor right now. I just, I'm paying for this, and I believe in it. But please, for good karma, please go to my website and support my work, the tarot, and these films. I'm at mysteryislands.net. And go to TNT News. It's in the middle of your webpage on BBS. Right in the middle, click on TNT. And a lot of what George Green talks about, I mean, there's varying opinions, of course, these articles are on TNT News. And make sure you watch those videos on these children who grew up on, you know, military bases and Illuminati families like Rothschilds and Rockefellers. All right, we're fresh out of time, and I appreciate you joining me on the show on Odyssey today. I will see you next time. Have a good day.